Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
Okay, so as someone who's in their very, very late 30s, by saying I like an online gaming platform that's aimed at tweens could be a complete turnoff for actual tweens who will now think that this game is completely daggy and for old people. A tween, by the way, is someone between around 9 and 14 years of age, and the game in question is brand new and called The Aetherlite: Chronicles of the Resistance. Parents, this is the kind of game you don't mind your kids playing, and encouraging them to get their friends to play online with them also. Breathe out and relax. The Aetherlite: Chronicles of the Resistance is steampunk themed with a cracker of a storyline, and best of all, it's based on the Bible. In a nutshell, engage with the Resistance as they begin their immense task of restarting the great engines to drive back the fog and find the great engineer. This adventure will take you through the entire land of Aethasia, from No Man's Landing through the snow moors and giant seed forest right to the end of the Earth Falls. The game is designed to allow young people to become immersed in a parallel telling of the biblical narrative. The game allows tweens not only to connect with that narrative, but to also feel the story within it. We can be involved also by doing the Bible reading series with our kids, which unpacks the themes in the game. With all the bad stuff we hear about online gaming and the themes in some of the games out there, there is hope when talented people like Tim Cleary from Scarlet City, the makers of the game, create high-quality alternatives to the bad and inappropriate stuff. And even better, when they enable opportunities for us old people to help our tweens who think they know it all already to engage with the bigger picture. The Aetherlite: Chronicles of the Resistance is available for Mac, PC, Android, and iOS. In other words, ask your kids and they'll find it in the App Store for you. I'm Aaron Wright.